why are you tooting? You got Flint on the go now.
Shut up. Well, it was rather movie, I thought.
This tape recording is not a complete full-length recording of the original seance. Part of the seance was personal to Mrs. Crete, and only the general and interesting remarks made by Frédéric Chopin have been re-recorded for replay to the public. Please excuse the bad quality of the tape recording. There was a hum on the original machine.
On the 19th of May, 1955, private appointment for Rose Crete.
Needless to say, I'm
here. Oh, it's you, Maestro, but I'm not going to call you Maestro. Frederick.
What are you going to call me? Frederick.
Oh.
All right, Frederick it is. Name is unimportant. Well, we are all very excited, you know, about everything.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we say to you, you must not be so excited, but we are just as bad. In fact, one might even say that we are worse. You know, we get excited also.
Yes.
The possibilities that this opens up for all of us, the possibility of being able not only to speak to you and convey a great number of things that we have anxiously wanted to convey for so long to the world, but also to give to you other things. The photograph, for instance, is just one thing of many things I have promised you, and I know eventually, if not soon, eventually it will come. Everything that we are doing is for the ultimate good of all concerned.
Yes.
Although sometimes we have to go devious ways around to get to a certain point, you know.
Yes.
It has not been easy to come to the present condition. We have had to use devious routes to achieve what we are at the moment able to do, you know.
Yes.
It has not been easy, but we have accomplished something, and that is just the beginning. Now we have got this stage, how you say, set. Now we have got to people it with different characters, and we have got to, well, set the story, you know. But it is all coming in good time.
Oh dear, oh dear, I'm getting so thrilled and excited about everything.
I know, I don't blame you. I know it is natural. It is rather foolish for me or anyone here to say don't be excited, because after all, it is the most big adventure of all.
It is.
We are all on the same path, you know.
Yes.
And we must all put all we have into it to make it a success. We are considering everything, every aspect, every angle for everyone's good.
Yes.
And whatever we do, no matter how strange it may seem or how peculiar, it is all for the best, you know.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
You don't think for one moment that we have wasted any time, because always, whatever we have done, it has been for the good of all concerned, you know.
Yes, I think you were marvelous.
And not only spiritually, but also in some ways materially also.
Oh, yes.
We are going to lift the curtain, and you will see for yourself many things which have been hidden for so long, and the reasons and the purposes for everything.
Of
everything.
Of everything,
your own life, the music that engulfs your heart, the work that we are striving to do for humanity, the different avenues that have to be trod by human beings to achieve certain things, to arrive at a certain stage of development, everything. There are so many souls in this. Not only me, I am but one of thousands of souls.
Yes.
It is true that latterly, I have taken more control, but that is only temporary.
Oh, Then what's going to
happen? Oh, don't worry. I don't misunderstand. No. Don't think that because I say that I'm going to disappear after all the effort I have made for so many years to come to the forefront, you know,
yes.
to help in this work. I would not, of course, desert it or you or what we are trying to do. It is a mutual effort by all peoples on this side.
Yes.
I have been given a certain work to do and I am trying to achieve it. And in a way I am connected with every aspect of it. But at the moment I have a special work to do, and that is to help to prepare the way. I could don't know how to explain everything at the moment, but I will do it all in good time.
I wish you would explain a little now. You know, Frederick, again, about 1936, this is marvellous, they said something about my being able to bring music from the spheres.
Music is more than sound, as I've tried to explain to you before.
Yes.
You naturally, like majority of people, you associate music with sound. To you it is harmonies, beautiful melodies, whether it is in the voice or in the piano or an instrument or orchestra. One naturally always associates music with sound, which of course it is, but there are other aspects of music of which you in your world have no knowledge, which in our world is just as real as sound. Music here plays a vital and most important part, and it is not only audible, but it is visual. And that is what I tried to give you a little hint about the other day.
Yes.
So that when we come here, not only do we hope to be audible, but we hope in a sense to be visual, but not only as individuals, but in a different sense also. Here there is great color, such magnificent panorama of color that one cannot begin to describe it. There is no thing in your world that can be compared with it, and nothing which can be used as a simile. But this I can tell you, that what we are hoping to achieve in the coming months and years, and there are some years yet to go before you join us, so we look upon you as a great help to us while yet in the material world to achieve certain things, and that is that we shall not only speak, but we shall in some measure be able to depict some of the harmonies of life, spiritual life, not only in a musical sense, but in a pictorial sense. The camera is also part of the plan.
Yes.
The camera can depict, it can reproduce some of my music, for instance.
Music?
Not only
okay.
in building of the figure or face,
no.
but also in scenes. We have great plans, and the camera is going to be a very important part of our work. At the moment, all this must sound impractical because it is new, because it is strange.
Yes.
But you know, or should realize, that all that we strive to do, it has in every part of it an aspect which is more than it appears. That is not very clear. What I mean is that I speak to you.
Yes.
But behind my voice is something much more. I mean, what you hear is an artificial voice. It is not a natural voice.
Yes.
The simple reason that we are reproducing our thought in an artificial way.
Yes.
Whereas when on earth we have our own physical body and we are in our own environment and we are able to reproduce automatically our thought into sound, vibration or wave, and it is a normal voice.
Yes.
But that is only one aspect of what happens. You see, for instance, I say to the piano, I strike it, it vibrate, it create notes, harmonies, according to the fingering and the notes that are struck. But that is not only music, that is not all the music. It is what springs from inside the individual. The piano only reproduces in a mechanical sense.
Yes.
One small particle of what the composer feels or what he hears in himself. That is why, for instance, no two musicians, pianists, interpret a piece of music quite the same way. They strike the same notes, but it is not necessarily the same.
Yes, I understand now.
And
explained beautifully.
But if a certain pianist, when he is sitting, is in a state of receptivity, I think it is the right word.
Sensitivity, yes.
He can unconsciously tap the source of inspiration from which the music first sprang.
Mm.
And he gave a reproduction, and in a sense that is a mechanical reproduction, although it may be a much better one, and probably is and should be a much better one, than perhaps that of another composer who automatically just reproduces in notes without anything from within. You see, when you play a piece of music, you reproduce the composer's notes.
Yes.
But the notes, although they denote the differences in regard to the notes.
Melodies.
Yes, that was not quite what I wanted, but he is not necessarily reproducing the master's work.
No, interpretation really means what the pianist himself or herself feels inside, and they reproduce on the piano, irrespective of the notes.
So, the notes are an indication.
Yes.
And that is all they can be considered.
Yes.
An indication, but they are not necessarily, and very rarely are they exactly what the musician feels.
And no musician can really and truly interpret a composer, can they? That's impossible.
But then you see, I realize this,
yes.
When I sit down to compose,
yes.
I refer to my earthly existence. When I sit down to compose, there were times when nothing would come. I could not compose anything at all. My fingers go up and down the piano, but they did not bring forth any melody, any beauty, any harmony. But certain times when I was inspired or possessed, which I think is perhaps more the correct word, I was possessed by entities from the world of spirit.
Yes.
Who were able to touch my soul, and I was able in some measure to interpret some of the harmonies and the melodies and the music of the spheres. I also was a medium, that is why I sympathize, why I understand mediums and mediumship, why I have always make such an interest and study of it for this preparation to come through.
Oh.
I know that mediums work together in different ways, work in different ways, on different vibrations. You would have thought that it would have been better for me, or easier for me, with the views that I have and the work that I want to do, to have tried to have found an instrument who was a musician, who was capable of reproducing music.
Yes.
But no, that is just what I do not want. I find that providing I have a simple, unassuming individual, inasmuch that he has no desire to compose or to play.
Yes.
I have no hindrances, I have no preconceived ideas as to my music or the music of others, providing the person who we use is fond of music and knows what he likes, and it is good that which he likes and appreciate, providing there is the desire to serve humanity and to be used as an instrument, providing there is the artistic strain or streak, as you call it, providing there is the touch of genius, which also is important, which all great artists must have in some shape or form, even mediums. They are artists, they don't realize it, but they are artists just as much as a great musician or a great painter or whatever form of art. A medium who is doing great work and who is a good medium in the sense that they can be used properly from this side is also an artist, is also in a sense a genius. But you know, the point is that there are few mediums that one can use or find to use that are really suitable for specialized work. They may be all right for certain things, but they are not any good for other things. through this work we'll find the right instrument. But to do our work properly, to do it the way that we hope to do it, we've also had to wait until such time that he had fulfilled a certain part of his work, and that the tide was beginning to turn in a different direction, and circumstances were about to change, whereby he would be independent of having to be concerned so much about material affairs and money and so on. So we have prepared the way, and it has taken all these years. I knew of this instrument 30 years ago almost. When you first come to communicate and I used to speak to you, I knew and I had already planned, but I dared not tell you too much. Now we have brought this instrument into your life, we bring him to his house, we have to use various methods to bring you together. We even have to talk to you in your sleep.
Did you do that, Frederick?
It was me.
Oh,
but you see now, you have bought this house. I come into something material. You buy this house. You don't really know why you buy it. You think you know why you buy it, but I know why you buy it. But it is all for a very good purpose.
Tell me more, Frederick.
Well, we wanted to see you more settled and more happy, and we wanted, above all things, to go on with this work.
Yes.
So we have to use various methods and various means. Some people in your world, not understanding, would say they were rather underhanded methods, but they were not so. For everything that we do has been for your good and for your personal happiness. We have shown you happiness in various forms. We have shown you how happiness can come in different ways. Mm-hmm. But above all those happinesses, there is one thing that is greater than all, and that is the love of music.
Yes.
And that is your greatest happiness, and the fellowship and the oneness that you share with myself,
yes,
and other musicians here of like mind.
Yes.
But believe me, although I do not wish you to have the wrong impression about me,
yes,
I want you to know that music is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, developments of the human soul. For it is when music transforms humanity and takes humanity away from all the drabness and darkness of materialism into the realms of spirit, then music will have indeed found its true place in the lives of human beings. Already that is becoming more and more a fact. With the sciences advancing in your world, people are beginning more and more to understand music and appreciate it, and to some extent are being carried beyond material things. When they shut away themselves from the world for a brief space of your time and listen to the harmonies that have been created by the great composers and those who have passed, then they are transported into some extent the spheres, and in their own minds they are able sometimes, and often I would say, to be able to tune in to things of the spiritual world, and they are able to some extent help themselves to become better men and women and become spiritualized to some degree. All these things already in some measure happen in your world where music is. But when you know music as we know it and how it transforms a human being and brings forth the soul in all its beauty and glory, then you know how important it all is. We are working for this one thing, to unite humanity, to break down all the barriers that stand between peoples, irrespective of their color or class or their creed, to make a oneness with God. And in the harmony of the spheres, that all may dwell in peace and in love, music will transform the lives and habits of men in the world, and we shall bring a new realization. For science also comes into this. The time will come when science will perfect methods of communication with our world, and we shall be able to come and speak and make contact with you, just as you switch on your wireless and your television. So the day will surely come when you will have scientific means of contacting us.
Oh yes, but those scientific means will be a great puzzle to most people, because one will never know whether it's anybody, a human that's speaking, or if it's anyone from the etheric world. It's going to be great confusion.
No, no, you think so, but no, it will not be so, because the differences are so great between people of your world and the people of ours, but that I cannot explain fully now. It is only some vision of the far distant future of which I speak now. It is not of my present work.
Oh, Frederick, I think you're doing wonderfully well. Last night I was so excited.
Well, if I am doing very well, it is partly because you have helped to make it possible.
I What do I do towards it, Frederick?
My dear friend, it is people like you who helped make the stepping stones for us to cross the river, as it were, that lies between your world and ours. Where there is such love, such understanding, and such desire for the things that are good, where music plays such an important part in the life of a human being as it does in yours, and because of the links that are forged between us for so long, then indeed it is great help to me. But I will explain all these things bit by bit. Whenever you can come, I come to speak to you.
Please, Frederick, because I would really like to know.
Don't worry. It does not matter if you come every day to speak to me. I shall be here.
Will you? Oh, my God, I wish I could come every day.
But I think it is better not every day.
No.
Otherwise, you will be ruined.
Be ruined? Oh, dear, this is wonderful, Frederick. This is just... I don't know. I can't explain.
You know, there are three things you have got to do.
What?
I tell you.
Yes?
One is to keep your feet on the ground.
Well, I think
I... And keep your hands on the piano keyboard and your head in the clouds.
All right. I shall do exactly as you tell me, but very often I feel as if I'm floating and not walking.
That may be because of the power that is surrounding you. Your health is improved. You're much happier. You're more settled in your mind and in your heart.
Yes.
You have overcome the complications that beset you, and yet at the same time that were necessary for you. Because you see, before you can sometimes clear out a room, and make it clean and fresh and nice, what you have to do. Oh, you have to clear out all the rubbish.
Yes, Frederick. Yes, I understand.
But don't think it is all rubbish.
No.
For everything, believe me, has been for the good.
Yes.
And you have not been hurt, but you have learned, and you have gained in experience.
Yes.
And it has left you free.
Yes. Oh, yes, that's what I feel most.
And I come and speak to you again. When? It's Monday, Tuesday, I don't know. But Monday. Whenever it is you come, I come and speak with you.
All right. Oh, there's so much I want to
know. I know, but you must be patient.
And you're the only one that can tell me.
And when I finish, you can try again for picture, but I don't think there'll be any picture today.
No.
But no harm to try. But my dear lady, believe me, the links that have been forged are very strong. And that which we shall do together are very great. Much depend on circumstances, but those circumstances have been, well, brought about in such a way that I don't think they can fail to be successful from everyone's point of view.
Yes.
This year is the most important year for us all.
Isn't
and the autumn of the year will see you in a happier state, even than now, and much more able to cope and be able to do the things you hope to do.
Yes. That's what
leave it all to us, we know. But remember that we must always be patient in this. For though we make promises which we intend to keep, circumstances sometimes affect on both sides, you know.
Yes,
but we know we're going to achieve a great deal.
You do know that definitely, don't you?
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's something. Anyway, I'm also afraid because whenever anything comes to one in life that one desires... it comes for a certain
time.
Don't
think that we are going to let anything stand in our way. I am convinced that this work, which is so important, which is much greater than you or me, must go forward, and nothing will be allowed to hinder it.
And
we shall see about everything.
The medium will be perfectly all right and happy, won't he?
Well, I don't see why not. We are doing all for him that we can, and you are helping us to do it too. Yeah, don't worry. I have my own ideas and everything's going to be all right.
Is it?
Don't worry. He come back from Mallorca, he feels so likely, how you say, fit as a fiddle. You know?
Yeah.
And then we get down to serious work. Huh?
All right, Frederick. I work.
I know, but...
Do exactly whatever you want.
I want you to get your rest and I want you to try to be calm. It is silly to ask you, but at the same time, don't want you to get too excited.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm only concerned with your health, you know.
Yes.
I know you have much to occupy your mind in various ways, but at the same time, I want you to remember, providing you look after yourself, you should be perfectly all right.
Yes.
But try to be a little calm sometimes, you know.
All right, Frederick.
Instead of trying to run up these stairs, we'll just take them one at a time, you know.
All right.
Don't do silly things.
I feel so full of... Oh, I don't know what that I feel.
Well,
I'm
you are full of the vitality of the spirit, which will see you through many years.
Oh, is that so?
I don't think you know.
No.
But you are charged with a power that is greater than any physical energy.
Oh.
But it is the power of the spirit that will sustain you and uphold you, and which will bring you the happiness that you've always craved for. And you will see much more in the coming years exactly how wonderful is the power of the spirit. It is your love that helped to make it possible, and we shall not fail it, because it is too great a thing to fail. But I must go. Don't worry, everything is all right.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.